Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, our wonderful football teams. Lucky us. Well, at least the Mets are loading up, and they're giving you something to really, 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 truly look forward to. Not. Well, at least the Yankees are incredibly aggressive, and they're loading up, and they're crushing free agency so far. I don't think so. All right, so before I get back to the calls, one thing that I want to say about Brady Cook, obviously, he's a young kid. It's a great story. You know that I'm a sucker for this stuff, undrafted, kind of like that, almost like that. I don't want to say a Hoosiers mentality. That's ridiculous, but more like a Rocky mentality. I love the underdogs. I could probably relate to it more than I can relate to the other stuff. So anytime somebody that kind of really overcomes the odds, I love you got me. I mean, you got a fan for life. So I'm obviously hoping that Brady Cook could be somewhat viable moving forward. To what extent, I don't know. I'd like to see Garrett Wilson get out there for a game or two. And then, see with Wilson and Mitchell and Michi and Breece Hall and a pretty good old line. Get Mason Taylor back, who was inactive yesterday, who I love as a young tight end. But I'm not going to sit here and say, well, I think that Brady Cook is going to be this. I have no idea. Here's what I see. He's got a pretty good arm. He's got moxie. I think he's a pretty good leader. I wish he was a little bit bigger. He's got a little wiggle. He can move a little bit and obviously make some just bad decisions, which is to be expected as an undrafted rookie on a team that stinks. So all the Mendoza stuff and maybe trading with the Giants and, well, is Dante Moore coming out? What about Ty Simpson? Let me boil it down to three very different quarterback possibilities next year for the Jets. Now, the first option would be they draft the top quarterback, whether they have to trade up to get him or, let's say they don't get first and the Raiders do and the Raiders take Mendoza, but somebody else comes out, Dante Moore, Ty Simpson, whatever, and they love one of those players, and they draft a quarterback early top 10, or even, top 5 or so, right? That's obviously one route. And then if you do that, you would make sure to have a veteran there. And I think at that point, Tyrod Taylor, if he wants to come back and play again, would fit the bill, because he's a reliable vet, and he's smart, and he's a great teammate. And that's generally what you want with somebody that you get ready to hand the franchise off to. And then under that scenario, I could see Brady Cook coming back as QB3, or if they don't carry 3 too often, keep him on the practice squad, whatever. That's one situation. Now, the other situation, and I think that this is very, very possible, depending upon where they draft, you punt on, this is something we've talked about before, you punt on the quarterback for year one, and you attack it in 2027 with 3 first-round picks, and a quarterback crop that's supposed to be pretty good. So you punt on the quarterback, and you get a stopgap for this year, all right? Kind of like Justin Fields was supposed to be, only maybe they can actually get somebody, who can throw. That'll be good. And then at that point, if you're punting on the quarterback and you've got a stopgap, well, then you want somebody like Tyrod Taylor to be your number 2 just because he's reliable. And again, maybe Brady Cook is quarterback 3, QB3, or practice squad. Now, the other thing, and I think this is on the table as well. I think this pipe dream about Joe Burrow getting traded to the Jets, and I know that he sounds miserable, and I know that he's starting to play miserably. Wow, that was a rough one yesterday. I still don't think he's coming here. I think Evan spent some time on that, yeah, on whatever, Wednesday, whatever it was. Not happening. And if it does, it would be amazing, but it's not happening. But there still could be another aggressive trade for a quarterback that we don't yet know is available. So if you make that aggressive trade, and if it wouldn't be for stopgap, it would be for somebody who's actually really good, and you would still need a veteran backup, and then you can still have Cook on the roster somewhere, QB3, whatever. I think that there's three radically different ways to go about this, and I just wanted to say that about Cook because I think I've seen enough at least in a very, you know, when I say enough, I mean somebody who I'm interested in developing, you know, another year in the offseason, get him in a weight room, get him some more reps, whatever, see if he can't be quarterback three for a little bit. But you're either going to draft somebody early on, you know, aggressively through trade or wherever you wind up. You're going to either punt on the quarterback or there's going to be an aggressive trade or like that stopgap. So I think while there's a couple of options, I don't know what they'll do yet, but it's going to be one of those, I can promise you. Let me get Jake in. Okay.
What's going on, BC?
Jake, give me a favor. Jake, hold on one sec. Let's put him on hold. All right, the Jets just fired Steve Wilks. All right, you know, I certainly don't want to celebrate somebody's firing, but it's the right move. I mean, they don't even want to tackle this team. My God. Now, I will say that the Jets, they have absolutely nobody on defense. Their pass rush is invisible, and they're just playing too many guys out of position. You can't win that way, especially against Trevor Lawrence and, you know, an offense that's been humming. But there's just too many times. The last two games, there you go. It's like, man, the Jaguars, the Dolphins. Now, let's be honest with you. We don't need to waste a lot of time on Wilks here, but this is a little bit of a hit on Aaron Glenn. So I do think that Aaron Glenn could grow into a very good coach. But let's look at and thanks for that, Hoff. Think about the decisions that he's made. All right? Of course, you've got to run it through the GM and, you know, there's checkpoints here. But he had the latitude to hire his own DC, and he hired somebody who was awful. And really, that move was criticized basically as soon as it went down.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So that's an X in the column for Aaron Glenn. The quarterback decision. Now, I've always believed that it was more Woody who kicked Aaron Rodgers out of the building because of what happened. Some of the things Aaron said about his son, whatever, a little power play, which, by the way, I guess I get to an extent. I mean, it's a little petty, but it's Woody's team, and he can do whatever he wants. But then I believe that it was Aaron Glenn who co-signed strongly, along with Muji, that they thought that Justin Fields could get the job done. Justin Fields pretty much stunk this year. So let me get this straight. The defensive coordinator that you brought in, awful job. QB1 that you brought in, awful. Lost his job, hurt, he'll be cut. And there'll be about $22 million worth of dead money attached to the Jets' salary cap next year. Those are two decisions that are on, you know, somewhat prominently at the top of Aaron Glenn's resume. That's a problem. That's a little bit of an issue. Nothing that you can't work around. Nothing that a good offseason, some good draft picks, maybe even a win or two down the stretch. Not that I want that at this point, given what the Jets are trying to do with the draft here. But, you know, when you're a defensive coach and you're brought in here, and the Jets had some remnants of, like they had at least a few good defenders, you know? Now, they traded two of them, to be fair, some injuries as well. But when you're a defensive coach and you just get waxed, destroyed. I mean, they weren't even competitive the last couple games. You don't get a pass. If you know, in my evaluation of Aaron Glenn, you don't. Now, you also do get a chance to, all right, I made the wrong move. Now let me hire somebody else. But there's only so many times that you can kick this downstream. Same thing with Dable and his defensive coordinators. Hey, Wink was terrific. Ah, oh, now we have a power play. Ah, oh, now we got a little friction. All right, Wink, you got to go. All right, bring in the new guy. He's not doing a good job. All right, get rid of him. Well, you know what? You got to go, the head coach. Like, it can't always be somebody else. Sometimes thumbs got to hit chest. And I hope that Glenn learns from this. But I give the Jets credit. Like, that was so embarrassingly inept. So without any sort of want or desire to have somebody, and again, trust me, if there's anybody sensitive to this now, it's certainly me, but to continue to employ somebody whose defense didn't even look like they wanted to tackle is the wrong message, big picture. All right, so he's out. 888-808-1019. It is BT here on The Fan. Let me get back to Jake in New Jersey. What's going on, Jake? How are you?
BT, how are you, my man?
I'm good. What's happening, man?
So, man, I'm young. I'm 23 years old, and for my entire life, I can remember the Jets just being so poor, putting out poor players on the field, poor coaching staff. My family's had season tickets for as long as I can remember, and I go to suffer at these games every single week.
Yep.
I just want to know when this is going to end. I saw this tweet yesterday. Now, I don't know how true it was. It said this is the 14th consecutive season the Jets started an undrafted player at the quarterback position. Now, that could be totally
false. Is that
true? But the fact that we have to sit there and think if it's true or false is unreal. I'm just getting so tired of this franchise, and it's getting so hard to support them. It truly is.
Well, Jake, you know the options, my man. You sound resilient. Your parents have been battle-tested. They pass it on to you. Lucky you. You got two choices. You either quit rolling, you know, you keep rolling with the Jets here, or you quit. That's it. And I know you're not going to quit. Because
I'm not a quitter. Exactly. I'm not a quitter there, BT. I'll always be with the squad to the end.
Go.
That's all.
Exactly. You just want to talk through it, do a little therapy. That's why we're here, Jake. Thank you for the call. My God. I mean, he's 23 years old. He's a pup. Come on. He's not even out of the kennel yet, man. He's not even out of the nest yet. And the scars run down. How do you think I feel? You know, and it's funny, too, because nobody carries the scars like Beningo. But even I think that that's been hijacked. At least Joe saw a Super Bowl. What have I seen? Seen who guts? What have we seen? Nothing. There is no way. And Jake, that's an interesting stat. He said that the Jets have started an undrafted quarterback at various points in each of the last 14 seasons. No way is that. That can't be true. There's no way that that's true. There's no way. I mean, there's been a couple, but I think his ultimate point as well, the fact that you have to think about that to make sure that it's not, and who knows? I don't know, maybe it is true. I mean, all these quarterbacks just blend into one blurry mess of slop, you know? Maybe he's right. Maybe that is a true stat. But the real point is that we got to kind of go through chronologically, well, I don't know, 15 years, we hit this guy here, maybe. Tells you all you need to know. 888-808-1019. It's BT on the Fan. Brandon's here to hear. We get back to these calls. So, Steve Wilks out as the DC. And a dilemma. Obviously, got to get the G-Men fans involved here. I mean, I understand that things have changed in the world. I mean, but good God, I'm going to take a word that we used to use a lot on this show. Would you please sack up? Oh, sit down, Jackson Dart, so he doesn't get hurt. I mean, if you subscribe to that, you are pathetic. And I'll tell you why coming up next on The Fan.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.